and being a dancer, I went to Aquatic College, became a professional college dancer, learned more college stuff, and have a background, and have a network of all of it. I'm now on the board of directors for the college. Then I went in the Army, and I spent some time in Germany, gone from this area for about 20 years, came back, just being a regular member in the Polish National Army, I became an officer. I got more involved. The Britain in the 30s had Festival of Nations, which was created by all the ethnic groups. It got disbanded because that was back when it was monkeypox. Back after I came back in 2016, kind of reincorporated it, I've been involved with the Festival of Nations and stuff. So now I keep, I have a booth there all the time, and I still do more stuff. So every time I turn around to my list, my booth is out. Growing up, I've, and I also did a Slavic fashion piece, I learned some of the ethnic cross stories. My mother was Slavic, my dad was Polish. And when you go to the poet, my father's church, which he understood broke with the heritage, just during the holidays, he still celebrated with customary different things of the poet, like Christmas time and Easter time, so. And we, but I met my parents, my grandparents and my great parents were immigrants, and they were glad to see the churches come out. And then, in 2007, a cousin from Poland that was a paralyzed, my grandmother's family, sister, he came here and found out we were more Polish than he was, and we want to be more American. So we had a family trip, but we're the ones in the Polish costume speaking on Indian.
And where in Poland?
Outside of Warsaw, and I couldn't go over when I was American, I was based in Germany, but in 1998, our family went back to visit, and we found that after my grandmother immigrated in 1912, there the family, the village and everything, we talked about this. At the time we went to the 98 Congress, it started falling, so these teenagers that learned German in school, they learned English. So they were all translated, but now we communicate with them a little bit on the internet. It was coal mining, and but it was also experience. So, I think my dad's father was worked on the trains. My dad and his brothers and his friends and cousins all worked in the steel mill. My mother's side, father's side, they got here in 1939. My great grandfather, my grandmother, my uncles all worked in the steel mill. They were farmers. They, most of them survived the World War II because of being just farmers. But there's one cousin from 2007 who, in 98, he was going to school and he got to go off the farm. He got to go learn computers and he's a web designer. So it's, they're starting to learn more sophisticated jobs and everything. But they came here mainly because of the steel mill as an opportunity. It was unity. We had the customs able to look after each other. Now they, back then, you can go outside and play and the doors could be open. Nobody needed a cell phone because if you did something bad at the neighborhood, that neighbor that was the closest called your mother and before you got home they knew what happened. And when I was growing up, you learned while I had Catholic school. So the events had to do the customs, the Christmas time. During Easter, we had a tradition to read poems. I learned in first grade how to read poems. And we made stuff. So I eventually turned it into International Alliance, which is out of Chicago, they had a college that I would go summer courses, online courses, and with their youth gender, with their dance groups, they gave you free scholarships to go. I located outside of Erie, Pennsylvania. Up there, they had a Polish library and English library. There were people from all over their expertise. Some of their teachers now passed away, but they taught me we also have a dance group up there. I belong to that group for a while, and it was interesting to see. Unfortunately, because of that, it was the only ethnic college in the whole state of the United States. Population was small, so they closed out in 1987. That's when we took business. But we still have the remnants of growing up and we still getting together. So this Sunday I talked to the president of the alumni association, Ruby Florida. They're having another reunion coming up and we get together. And we like to promote saying what we did as the only ethnic. There's like all of all the type of religious colleges, but there was no ethnic. And because of the ethnic, we did a lot of stuff. The Polish library that donated to the University of Pittsburgh, the one in Pittsburgh, the Hillman Library. So I go up and do research. While I was at the school, I learned more about transportation things and stuff like that. Some of the books we have are like unpublished books, not read out. So those books up there, just manuscripts. My dance director from the group, she's really big in Pittsburgh area. She does folk dance. She helped me learn more expertise in how to call me, how to do the other stuff. He's published books. I'm in contact with him. I'm in contact with a girl in Lynchburg. I have friends in Cleveland. So anytime they need anything, I'm there. It was an area of concern with her, but it was the one thing unique about the school in the Polish language and English language that people also vote to say teaching and everything. When the school got founded, one of the teachers bought seeds from Poland and put them in a pine tree, which there's pictures of the pine there too. Those trees now are still there. And they're twice as big as talking to us. So every time we go up there, I go up in the woods, we still find friends and listen to stories and different stuff. A lot of people knew about this thing. But my parents are passed away. They knew we taught a business stuff. But they were proud. The business stuff, this is what a dance taught me. Which is definitely true. This is more of a style. When we started the dance group, I was like, they were trying to start off with just a light school, like a school thing we had in the college, actually, and try to dance stuff. Well, because the cost is so expensive, we need to show them the classroom. So this is what the original vest, they ran into vest, this is one reason. But the girl usually has a two vest. My mother made that when I was like 10 years old. So it's a simple one. And then we wear the skirt. Well, the reason. This is more like Kostorvia. This is the national dress. Each region has its own outfit. This is all the dance costumes. And stuff, so different colors. So you can see each, these are the separate ones. And this, they're similar to these. I think that older, too small for me, I made one. This is what I wanted last year. That's the Polish Eagle. It took us forever. And we got tired of making one. My grandmother made it for Cole, and this is maybe last year. I'm wearing this stuff. You know, another one. That's really a nice piece of the year. That was the last group that we had dancing. That's the Polish group that I play. So when you're small, they're too expensive to wear these because in 1998, well, this is the simple skirt. You just take the drawstrings and this is the skirt. Yeah. So this is like the, what you would recognize it. So it had that on the bottom, that meant you were single. And each ribbon meant how it looks to you. This is another dress my grandmother got in the 70s in Poland. This is actually made in Poland. This is about $20 actually in the 70s. So I'll do that one. Our cousins in the college were asking something. And then the next my good grandmother, we would wear aprons. She showed that. That's how my grandmother. I put these on the plate, and the pole, this skirt on the plate, this is actually from Poland, this is the skirt. And it's flying on it, you can, it's flashing, so this is a mirror closer to getting a red ribbon.
Okay.
So this is the apron of the ribbon. The legs are very getting eight. So I have to do that in 1998, we got this one. We bought it to put my mother at the beach. And this is more like a, the outfit costs like $200.
Mm-hmm.
What it is with these ribbons, we find which one I can name it. The boys, they have horns on their vest. That's how it looks. This is the original piece of the ribbon right here. So I made this in the 70s, but classically made. Sometimes you take rather than it's falling apart.
So this is
what an authentic one looks like. This is an authentic one. So it's similar, but we have a ribbon.
And those are also
okay. But they do, if you wear a flower headdress, that meant you were single. If you were married, you wore a scarf or a dress, which is like a dress scarf. These are sometimes real flowers. So you would, if you were married, you wore a scarf like this. You will come all over. But you group together because we all have the ethnic traditions. Different nations have different dances. So when we went to college, we do the different dances. This is a... They made this in the 60s. I'm not in that picture. But these are the different region dances. These are all authentic ones with the songs on the background. So these are all the... major song dances. The biggest one, Krakow, Krakowia, which is Warsaw is a Krakow. Krakow was the original Krakow back in the Middle Ages. So Krakow was the culture center. Warsaw was more educational and stuff. I bought this outfit after in Krakow when we went there. Because we only were a local group, we wore one costume. When we went to college, we would dance in the region's dance costume. So we would have 5 weeks, or less than 5 weeks to change costumes from one of these costumes to then she didn't have parents. But then she's 70 years old. I mean, it's from the 70s. So we were the whole family. She didn't have any hairstyle. I had told her. We just pinned it up and put it in. But this is the braid. I've gone there for the festival where I'll go in the bathroom. I've learned to dress. I wear little petticoats now. I go and drop my pants, put my skirt on, come out crazy. But we learned, usually the dancers have black boots, and sometimes short boots. So we learned that this is, it's a wig. It's tall. It was dyed to match my hair in the 70s. So we come out, I'm 100% there, I have to match. My hairdresser actually matches it. Polka is not a dance in Poland. Polka is a music kind of thing. So the dance is the Krakowicz, which is a national dance. It's more, the guys wore the red jackets and peacock feathers. And they have some dance, it's like summer dance. It's a lively dance, you know, with different steps. The Mazurek was a slower dance, like a tango. The Polonaise was more like and selfish dance. It was for the younger, the rich, the ballroom dance. You know, when you're down, whenever you have a ball, you would come out with the ballroom dance. Krakowicz was another region. There was more dancing and high stepping. And there were better, just your class, ballrooms. Those are the 5 main dances of the Poland. There's two, this one's just the same, but there's a group. Duquesne University has university, but they don't do college, they do all the Eastern Europe. So there's two national dance groups from Poland that come here on tours and they do dance. So there's some other things. No, not the Buddhist one is in 1979. The lodge is still here. I'm the youngest one. The mission was to be the liaison between us, having a letter from Poland, trying to be friends with us, trying to find work. So when someone would come in, we'd go with you there as a sponsor. That's, we're veering away from that. But when the first national line starts in Chicago, they still be young resources, no sponsors. There's young people, but a lot of them are being male clients, and there's not that many. I'm 50% Polish. Too many male clients. So they don't want to be back in school. But I thought it was just school being school. I was in Germany. Three kids in Germany, but they were born in Naval Hospital, the Army base in America. And my daughter picked up on the Polish side of the Mexican, these Christmas music. And she picked up on German. So when we were just making up with this, she's getting up. She's going to make them for us. My daughter, who's 30, lives here, and she knows some of these places. This is the poem. This is just a simple poem. They would hang it behind, they're green when they start out this. They hang it behind the last couple of scenes, or religious things. They're blessed by the phone center. I'm looking at the crosses. And then I make big ones for the church. This is the way you put onion seeds. And they do it this way. This is eggs that we can make single women eggs. These are wooden eggs. These are like souvenirs from Poland. But, I have eggs that we blew out and somebody did it. They're 40 years old. It's that too fast. And when my parents passed away, I don't inherit the eggs because they couldn't be sickly. Those are the wax ones. They look like. Ukrainian. Well, this is cheaper from Poland. And this is all this, how to do it all. And all the, what it all means and everything. I thought about the book and how it covers everything. Then the other thing they do, which I haven't started yet, learn the, when it's time of snow, I find Polish snowflakes. They make, this is a Polish pie. It's all cut out with scissors. They make the snowflakes and you decorate their house with it. They got the scissors if I'm wearing them. So I haven't mastered that, but I have pictures of that. No, I got it. No, my daughter isn't married. She doesn't know how to do the eggs. She hates when I do the plans because we only have a time span of 3 days to do the reading. So I get them like one day before Palm Sunday. And to keep them fresh, I have to clean them the basket. You put your palms over there. So, and I work enough. I have business too. I'm making for the church. They're amazing. It's just time consuming. We live on Market Street in Newtown now, but we do get over to the church to be filled with the effort. This is a larger version of it. That's how I'm playing. That's 7 hours away. And then, that's some of the ways, from the seven certificate. Those are about, some of these are my kids' names. And they go all the way back to the plane. My great-grandmother died and some of them didn't say they were married. She didn't know the truth. Later. And then, this is our final trip. When the shepherds we danced with them.
Okay.
It's similar to some of these questions. The other ones. But, the critics at the church on display with a cassette with a cross. But not come in, I see some more and more stuff. That happens the third Saturday in March. So these poems, you know, this, I know I got these are the latest books from the organization I have. So I pulled in the last half. So we have the questions, the poetry, the fears, the settle, and the kids were. I don't know if I'm in college. There's no restaurant here. The closest one's in Sweet is in Pittsburgh. It's actually Jelly and the Strip. The local grocery store is called Pushkin, the Fuller Center. Some of the stuff, Dinner Day, there's a Jewish Easter Monday. They have it in Cleveland. They have it in Pittsburgh. Nothing here. Traditionally, there's like another, the Slavic city, too. They were coming home from church, and she's like, they're not supposed to get married at the Golden House. My grandmother did, they made the effort, cookies, they made the effort, foods. My dad helped with the turkey, and he made bison. I go up every year to the bison teachers, and have to make the Easter bread, the pasta, which is similar to what the super generic is called. Christmas Easter time, and other things, when we take their Easter food to the church of the cross, they still do that. I still, everything you put in the basket is a reason. Traditions, what goes in the basket and everything. That's the beginning of the first stuff. I didn't need the bitters, the horseradish, the butter. This is more about the eggs, the sunflowers, and this is the next one.
And
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bread is on top. I have a picture of it. We grow up out. It's very rough. It's very with a cross. And you learn the sweet like a bird. You make it in a circle in the cross, and it's crossed with egg whites, and it's crossed with eggs. The only time you need it is actually. These are my parents. This one's 9 years old. His father, he just passed away. He kept the tradition that we would go to this one's house every Christmas Eve, like 3 or 4 generations, some other power, so why we had certain sweets and everything. And then she would have to do the family blessing. And we would pass out things. Everybody got blessed with family. We had this Christmas birthday. So we still keep the tradition here today. And then Easter comes here, and they all go to their house. That's the Greek bread. The Greeks have that. We have, sometimes there's raisins or other fruits like that. It's called baka, or sweet bread. So they're all, there's like 20 of us, 30 of us over there, and we just go get money for it. This is the church, right here. This is the church lady. They do like a Bible thing, and then they have like a, this is Easter time in March, let's say the month before Easter, so they can tell. Ash Wednesday week, we all the ladies get together and we make the hoodies. At the Slavic, the Viking Center. At the Polish church, 2 weeks before Ash Wednesday, they make up the hoodies. And that went and didn't talk about it. Now in August, family thing, and they go, oh, I can remember your dad was here, or your mother was here doing this. And it's tradition. You can see that the big church is doing that.
Well, I would love to see
yeah, this is that funeral outfit for the festival. I'm coming to this place. I collect things and everything. They do, at the Festival of Nations, this museum puts it out. We don't have a dance group, but they're trying to get dance groups to start a good one. They bring other ethnic groups in. They have drum dancers and other dancers. And
that's cool.
So we just keep this going on. I picked up this book called All the Holiday Traditions. I picked up. What I mainly do is I put my machine in. This is the full size with the eagle. This, without the eagle, was the communist flag, the crown. With the eagle, with the crown on the eagle, is the new colon uncommonness. Mm-hmm. It really totally makes sense. If the crown was floating above the eagle, that meant it's communist. Mm-hmm. So this, every year they put something, this is all your American thin coal. Right. This is the president of Poland that passed away in Hungary. Pulaski was a general in the World Revolutionary War. His sister was his friend. He was friends with George Washington. He was the first when he passed it, when he willed, he willed all the slaves in his area to be free. And so, his sister is our largest, his sister out here. This is Max Kobe. He's a bishop that took the place of a soldier in the concentration camp. He's a saint now. So they bring out stuff like that to the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, you see pictures of, they have pictures of the Pope in black and brown everywhere. Some of the traditions, like the eggs, we respect the eggs. Probably it takes a long time to last. My great grandmother was silent last winter. And silent, it's tedious. So you would say your prayers and your rosary while the eggs were dying. And that, on Easter Sunday, you have to give an egg to all your relatives.
A lot of
Polish families, because, so we that kind of takes the their time. I did it with wet gear, like it was like a new visit, and maybe you can make it. I found it in the phone. Seemed amazing that the day the side that went to look like that, and it's on the Indians, they went with the rosette, and now they could put in the flowers too. Harvey. He took him down. I'm all done.
I have a,
this is from the college record. He's 65, but I have the record at home. Did you want to interview you too? Somebody from Philly wants to talk to people. So I gotta do that Wednesday.